Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusallimu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. The Mubarak perspiration of our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that even on cold winter days, she would notice that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak forehead would be drenched with beads of perspiration immediately after he received any wahi. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that sometimes our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have his siesta at the house of Umme Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha. Umme Sulaim was the milk aunt of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perspired, except sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be asleep. Umm Sulaim would collect his Mubarak perspiration in a vessel. Once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke and asked her what she was doing, she informed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she was collecting Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak perspiration so that she could dilute it with her perfumes, as his perspiration was sweeter than all fragrances. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's perspiration would glitter like beads of pearls. Note, many sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have reported that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sweeter than the sweetest of fragrance. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. Subhanallah wa alhamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.